I have a quick ethics question for you. It has nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
Is it wrong for
Okay.
me to get a full refund on Uber Eats if my groceries were delivered to the wrong apartment building
Oh, you had to go get it for yourself.
across the street?
Yeah, they should give you a certain amount of discount back
I did get the
because
full refund back. I got the full $100 back.
okay, 400 or full 100.
Full, yeah, whatever, yeah, where y'all want to think it is. I
Oh yeah, you should. I'm glad you got your money back. Why did someone tell you not to get your money back?
don't know. I was ethically questioning it. I was like,
Oh,
the guy
who?
did deliver it, but he delivered it to the wrong place, and I could
Sweetie,
just.
do your fucking job. I'm such a fucking
Ooh.
boomer
But
when
you
it comes
are
to that.
conservative. I keep forgetting.
I am a boomer when it comes to that. You're getting paid for this. Now fucking I'm tipping, and the thing is, I tip you well, girl. You're getting 25% or you're getting 20%. You're not getting anything with the one before it. So if you're getting 20%, I better get my food. I better not have to travel across the street. I might as well have gone to get it myself at this point. Like,
Just across the
and you
street.
know all y'all think that, so stop playing with me. Everyone's thinking it. I'm just saying it now.
Oh my
Cause
God.
I definitely am like, girl, get it together. Read the
Rafi said,
navigation.
drain the swamp. Drain the swamp.
I think the viewers want to know, Nunu, have you ever had fillers in?
Oh my God, I wish. If y'all want to sponsor me, please. I want to look like a doll. I want to look like a true blow up plastic doll. I'm not afraid of needles. I personally, due to intimate reasons, I get 30 needle injections a year in my scalp, so I can handle needles. I've got multiple tattoos and I'm ready for pain.
You get sew-ins in your hair, like that's a sew-in right there.
Yeah, this is actually my hair. You see, this is my scalp. I changed it so that,
Oh my God, is that what my scalp looks like? Check.
if there was hair there,
Oh
OMG.
Nunu's hairless, y'all. Nunu told me over the weekend that she's hairless everywhere.
Oh my God, you have this obsession with asking people if they prefer hair or not.
No, I
At
did not bring that up.
bar,
I did
yes,
not. I
Diva.
did not bring that up that time. I did
That
not bring
time,
that up.
that time.
I did not bring that. Someone else brought that up, and someone else was like, "Ooh, I'm a baby too." We had so much
So,
fun this weekend.
we did have so much fun this weekend, y'all. I want y'all to know it was a rough week. I know y'all feeling the energy out here in the air, Diva. It feels a little like a slog, right? The weather's up and down. I want y'all to know I've never had so many sinus issues, allergy issues. I feel like an old little grandma because I just can't even breathe due to these goddamn cherry blossoms.
Yeah, everyone else's cherry blossom season is our allergy season. That's what I say in DC because I'm like, this is just another March where I'm having to go to CVS and there's no Benadryl.
Is that what
Or
you
forgive
take?
me, no, I actually really do go for Zyrtec and there really is never Zyrtec. There's why is there no Zyrtec?
Guess who was sweating? Speaking of these cherry blossoms throughout the city, us too, as we were hiking around from brunch to birthday parties to DJ sets. It was pretty crazy.
No, Saturday was crazy. I definitely w this weekend I had two events. I did La Boom Brunch over at the Abigail. Super fun, messy, chaotic brunch. Gigi Holiday ate up that hosting set. She is so hilarious on the mic. Love her to death. Definitely someone that knows their way on a mic. And then I went to our friend's birthday party. That's where you joined me.
That's where you join me. I'm not the main character.
No, because
I'm
no,
just
because
the
you didn't want to
friend
wake
you met
up.
along the way.
No, you didn't want to wake up with me. You didn't
No,
want
because of the chair. Again, it was the sinuses. I could like barely breathe. The mornings are just terrible for me. So I did in my character story, I got up in the afternoon and met Raffi for a lovely drive down to Navy Yard, where we were accosted with traffic and we didn't even get to the destination. We had to leave our Ubers just like every other pedestrian for St. Patrick's Day
Yeah,
and walk.
if you were walking through Navy Yard right around 4:30 p.m. on a Saturday, this Saturday specifically,
And you saw a
you
big
saw a
black.
6 foot beautiful glamazon walking down the street. That was Nunu Paris.
No, yeah. The thing is, when you
Someone
met
tipped you
Mo,
$20 just for being you, so that's pretty fierce.
that was not during that time, but yes, that did happen then.
Yeah.
I think it was so lame. I want you to know, I do not walk in DC. If anyone knows, I do not. I'm kind of directionally challenged. I don't know where I am anytime. And walking, having to walk in south, west, east ish again, I gagged. Gagged and heels in drag.
Yeah, that was wild. I hate going to Navy Yard, but I actually loved the place that we went to. We went to Royal Sands and it was really cute.
It's a social club, and I
It was
like the jungle theme. I like the
not the
outdoors.
jungle theme. That was definitely giving like West Palm Beach, like, or like giving
There's
like
animals
Palm
out there.
Springs.
There's
You
animals.
said it was giving Amazon.
It was to me. I thought I was on
They had one palm
safari.
tree, y'all. They had
I
one palm
feel like
tree.
if I see leaves, I'm like jungle.
You were the only panther there.
Panther on the runway. It was really
Yeah.
fun getting to go to a Taylor Swift themed birthday party. I don't own any Taylor Swift clothes. I have not seen Eras Tour yet, unlike my co-host and our friends many, many times. But I'm so glad that it has impacted the world as such.
I am going to see Paris, or I am going to go see Taylor Swift in Paris, so I'm very excited. I'm not paying for that. I'm also very excited about that.
You heard it
Thank
here
you
first, exclusive.
to Citizen M and my friend Danny for pulling this together. This trip is going to be so fun. But yeah, we went to a Taylor Swift birthday, super fun, had a great time. And then I DJ'd over at Con Acento, JR's. Thank you, Every Pleasure, and DJ Andre for hooking me up with that gig. It was super fun. Had a great time. I learned a lot about DJing in gay spaces versus everywhere else. So I can't wait to talk about that. But it was genuinely a fun weekend. I'm just really slowly starting to accept that when you grow up, your weekend, every hour is accounted for, whether it's rest or whether it's actually making the commitment to go out. It's really like the day never ends. Like there's never a pause button in your life anymore, you know?
Down the house down booth, and I think like that's what's throwing me. Like I'm tired as fuck. I want to stop. I need another reset. It's been 4 years since the shutdown. I don't want the lives lost. I just need us to be in the house for a
How
month
many
or I just
the
want
lives
the
lost?
I just want to be in the house for a few years. You
If it
feel
was up to
me?
you, would we go into another worldwide
Yes, right
shutdown?
now.
Oh
No
my God,
shade. No
no.
shade. No shade.
Oh my
No
God.
shade.
Clap
I
if you feel the
would.
same.
I would because it was the best time of my life. Yeah, I would go to a shutdown because I had the most fun I ever had in my life. Obviously, I learned how to do drag. I learned how to do makeup. I got to create. I got to be peaceful. And, I'm an
I got to be
education.
peaceful.
Yeah. And you know what? Again.
Everyone else's chaos was your peace.
Yeah. And again, I work in education, so when you're constantly dealing with other people's kids and their parents, it is a lot. And it was so peaceful to be like, well, you're at home. You can't get to me. You
Do other
can't get
teachers
to
feel the
me.
same? Do you think other teachers wish the pandemic would come back?
No, because they have children and shit. And I get it. If you were a parent, yeah, that shit was lame, bro. It was no shade. And if you were depressed or a little single or something. I know that shit was
You
rough.
were single.
Depressed is single. You can be alone without being alone. Oh my God.
Yep.
not let me
That's
not, but I just wonder how some of y'all would react now in a shutdown. Like, how could you, would you still be doing your sniffies hookups or would you just have to?
People were definitely having sex with masks back then on, so
Oh
like, I
my
mean,
God.
I definitely would
Hey.
believe it. I definitely would believe it. I mean, I definitely am not okay with another shutdown because I could never do. I'm just now getting out of the psychosis that was
Well,
the
you didn't have a
pandemic.
cat then, so now you're good.
No, I mean, it was just a lot of like, I mean, now that after the pandemic, I feel like I'm so much more alone, like, or not alone, but like comfortable
Ooh,
with.
oh my God. Okay, let's break it down. Are you
Let's
okay?
unpack
Are
that.
you okay?
No,
You're not alone.
I.
We're here for you. Everyone, let them know that we're here for you.
Are
Put
you? Because people could not
raise
tell
your
that you were there for me
hands.
this weekend.
I was there. I was, first of all, I was overly there for you
No,
this
but I'm saying like you. I'm just so much more used to like being like alone. Like before, I didn't think about going out as being exhausting, but now I can see where like it kind of can feel exhausting to be like, oh my God, I'd rather just chill at home.
Well, that's the difference between 40 and 30, honey.
I can't wait for me to find that out, but thank you for the heads up, sweetie.
I think you already know.
You're the only one that talks about age. Some of us just age gracefully. Some of us don't.
Us do.
So,
You thought you were
wow.
you thought you were you think you'd be more alone now. I liked it. I liked being here. If I could just sit here and play video games all day.
I mean, I that's what I mean, that's what I like to do now. So I'm like, okay. I mean, I am okay with all that. I just don't want to be like in the pandemic again. That was very much stressful. That was very much a lot, and I definitely would not want to do
That's
that
so weird
again.
because you were here at my house all the time. So I'm sitting here like, what are you talking about, dude?
And you sometimes you provide me with some chaos. So, you know, it was a wild time. But I did sleep over at your place one time. Remember that? That was fun.
I don't.
Oh, are we keeping that a secret? That's weird behavior. Oh, I'm trying to be honest, y'all, but she's keeping
Speaking of secrets,
secrets.
I want to talk about the secrets of nightlife. I want to talk about what actually goes down in real life here. Okay,
Oh my
we
God.
had so much fun this weekend getting to celebrate because that's who we are. One of my favorite compliments or feedbacks, rather, that we get is that we are so easy to be around and we're genuinely nice and fun to be around, and that's kind of why our spaces work because it's all about vibes and connections, right? Like after the pandemic, people were li looking for a connection. So I think that's something we are able to provide. And I'm so grateful for anyone that stops us. We were, I love seeing listeners, followers of the podcast. Shout out to Jose. It really means a lot that you're listening and that you're engaging with our content because that's what we're here to do. But on the back end side, there's just so much that goes into it. I don't feel like people know. And what I mean by that is that values affect relationships, and the relationships in nightlife are pretty crazy, including our own.
100%, 100%. I mean, it's taken a lot of navigating and kind of setting boundaries and realizing that while nightlife is meant for a good time, not everyone's having a good time in nightlife. And it's just
Or
a
a
lot
good
of,
time at all.
it's like so much, people make it so politicky. And I just genuinely am surprised by the amount of people that like try to create space that are fun when they're not even fun people, like no shade,
You
to be
have to be
there.
fun to create fun,
You,
clearly.
I believe that wholeheartedly. So, I mean, this weekend was just very interesting because I just, it's so funny to see how some people move around in the city. And how a lot of people would be like, oh my God, I can't wait to be on the podcast. When are you going to be on the podcast? But it's weird behavior outside of everything. Like, they love to work with us, they love to get booked by us. But when it comes to support, I just feel like it's lacking. I feel like more people are comfortable supporting the structures that are have been set before them before, like people like me who come along who create their own space. I think people are more comfortable supporting places like, you know, Pitchers, all these other places solely because they want that booking, they want that exposure. It's a safe booking.
Yeah, I don't I get the idea that we don't come across as necessarily safe because, we are just two POC people making our way for ourselves. We don't have, brand deals like or What's it called? Bar sponsorships by lawyers, you know, all these things. Like we're doing it by ourselves, so.
I know, and I don't want it to be like we're like obviously like not bragging, but it's true. Like I don't want to sleep on the fact that what we're doing is not fucking normal. People are not out here just like doing it for themselves. Like there are people that do it for sure. I see them, and those are the people I respect in nightlife. But the amount of nepotism, the amount of people just sucking dick, and not literally, maybe literally, that would be depressing. But like people just like. I remember the days before my full-time job where I had to navigate nightlife and like literally be like I had to be nice to people who I didn't want to be nice to solely because I was like, ugh, you have to come across as someone you can be booked. And it's just exhausting. It really is. And
Yeah, I think that there's almost like an unreachable high that people try to chase in the scene that is interesting. You know, when I'm having conversations with different people, I get especially in this city, there's always a sense of not depression, but like pessimism or negativity. Like no one is, you don't talk to anyone and everything's like, this is great, this is fun. Like everyone's like, you know what I mean? Like
yeah, it's
it's
like too
always
cool for
very down. It's
school.
always very mellow. I'm like, okay. And it always seems like, oh, this could be better though. We're not this. And there's a constant comparison to whatever the next level is. And I always, for me, you know, I'm a counselor, so I directly question people like, okay, what is the next level? Or why do you think you haven't reached it yet? Because it looks like you're doing it right now. So you should be, you know, pouring into what you're craft is instead of trying to compete or look at what other people are doing.
I had a performer literally tell me that they didn't even have control over the music at their party. Like, then why? Then what's the point of creating the space? What's the point if you're not making these decisions for your parties? I find it just very like,
T.
I feel like it's just so like, are you really just trying to compete? Are you really just trying to have your name on a flyer? Because then, and that's the case, that's an ick. That's a real big ick.
I've
It
noticed that attention is what drives a lot of the actions. And what I mean by attention is not that we don't like attention. Obviously,
Yeah,
we dress up and
we
we
love
make
attention,
content
girl.
because we enjoy making content, but we also like having fun. Just as a side note, I think the thing about, you know, Rafi and I specifically is that we are, before the podcast, we're actually, you know, friends. And I think that chemistry is something you can't buy or replicate. And I understand that a lot of people come into the scene or creation, you know, alone. And so you're making friends along the way. And, you know, these aren't people that, you know, you've known for years or saw you in a different space. These are people you're doing, you know, as you're going. So the relationship is harder to deepen or it takes longer to, in a sense. So I respect that we are unique in that way. But I think it's because we ground ourselves in who we are truly. I think we live in truth. I think we live in having, we like
With a
having
good amount of
fun.
delusion. I'm not gonna say I'm not just a tad bit delusional as well, but I do think, like I said, the what we get is the earnesty. Like I genuinely love what I do. When I'm DJing and I'm seeing people dance and vibe with me, that is literally why I'm doing what I'm doing. That's what you can see it, you can feel it. And it's so soul crushing to see other people just like not be on the same page with me about it. And like I think the reason sometimes why I struggle is like I can't do all this by myself. I can't be creating my own lane by myself always. Like usually when you create your own lane, people try to work with you and try to like help the cause together. And I feel like it's been mostly the opposite. I feel like it's been just people like lurking. I hate the lurking. Like people come to my events and then don't even tell me that they came. Like, girl, then why'd you come?
Oh, that happens so much. Like that's one of the weird things we talk about when we say like relationships and values and how people move. Like to us, I want y'all to know that it's not shade or anything. It's just because we're actually friends. To us, it's weird behavior, right? To us, it seems weird because we, like I said, we live in truth. So like, however I am here is however I am in real life. It's how I operate. It's how I talk to Rafi. And again, it's not perfect, right? Nothing's perfect. People don't know what goes on behind the scenes. There almost wasn't a way don't do a podcast this season between silent treatments, between fights, we go through just like any housewife. I do feel like Giselle from Potomac a lot because,
I am the Karen to your Giselle for sure. Don't try to pit me with Robin. I am the Karen to your Giselle.
No. No, but for real, like we go through things. I'm being transparent about it because I feel like some people maybe think we just it's an act or I don't know, something like we do, it is a sibling rivalry. We do go through things. I love Rafi likes drama and I love responding to drama.
Okay, to be
So
clear, no,
it's
that was a
still drama.
rework.
It's still
That is
drama.
crazy, 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 crazy.
You do love
You
drama.
just told that yourself right there. Okay, let me really tell you what it is.
Oh my God.
Nunu expects drama when I walk around, and I will say I feed into it because I'm always, I don't take things too, I do take things personally, but
Oh,
I
that's
don't.
right now.
But I don't. But I do and I don't because you have seen
You
me.
do what you do. You do what
I
you
know,
do.
I do and I don't. You have seen me. I can put things aside multiple times when I need to get the job done. I've worked with people that I thought I would never be able to walk
Likewise.
into the same room with. I've been able to do it. I can play the game. Why? Do y'all really think I like all the bitches I book? No. No. But well, newsflash,
Oh
bitches.
my, oh my God. Yeah, exactly.
News.
Newsflash. Damn. The tea is though, I said the exact same thing to some performers in the back dressing room this weekend. I was like, they're like, why are you not in the drag family? I was like, because I don't like anyone. And I don't think that's like, I'm not trying to be rude. Like, it's just, I'm like, no new friends, keeping my circle small, all the things. But I'm like, I don't like a lot of people. And it's not, and I feel like if I'm around you more, I would be less able to be the kind person I want to be.
Exactly. Well, like for me, it's just like I said, I see the end goal and I see that we're not going to get along with other people 100%. I've
Not
had to learn that
everyone.
the
We
hurt,
do get
not,
along with other people.
but I what connects me and the bitch that I book that I may not like is the fact that we grew up Latino, we grew up of color, we grew up with experiences, we are brought together by our experiences, and sometimes those don't mesh well. But at the end of the day, I'm still gonna gas you up
Me hint to
because,
Latino.
period. Bottom line. And I just don't see people having that same alliance. I see people having preference to whiteness.
Loyalty. Let's talk
The
about
loyalty to
loyalty,
whiteness in the gay
bitches.
community is crazy. Why are y'all so obsessed by getting white approval? It's really weird. It's getting uncomfortable in the nightlife scene. The boys that y'all be putting on y'all stories, the boys that y'all be talking, oh my God, who do you have a boyfriend at your bars? Like the guys you be hitting on, and the guy's literally just uncomfortable because he's like, I don't want to be with a drag queen, let alone of color. Like it's uncomfortable behavior.
Oh my God.
I mean, have you not seen this behavior?
You know what? I just feel like the reason we're saying this is because it makes it harder. You make it harder for women like me, honey. No,
Right.
but you do really make it harder because I to be honest, and again, and it's not supposed to be turned into some racial TED Talk seminar, but to be honest, the real lived experiences is that when we go into places and we don't hype up or kiss ass or show, enthusiasm towards the white people who are in power or managers or whoever in spaces, they react to us in a negative way because they are used to being hyped up and being like, oh, you're amazing, my mom slay boots, but they're just a regular boring person like everyone else. And it's not about like race in a way like, oh, we're going in here and trying to tear down white people, make them feel da-da-da. It's not even that.
No.
It's like we go in there and we're who we are. I don't really care again who most people are. I especially Rafi talks about being passionate about his content, and my passion again is very shallow. I am about being pretty. My passion is being pretty. That is the one thing y'all can tell me I'm passionate about. Everything else is kind of whatever. No shade. No shade. So when I go into spaces, I'm pretty, I accomplish my goal, and that's it. So I don't care about who's who. I have a man at home. I'm not looking for that in this space. And that also puts up a wall because I'm not thirsty. I don't drink alcohol. I'm not looking for drink tickets. You know what I mean? There's so many things that I'm not feeding into when we go into these spaces. And it creates backlash for us because y'all are not being as authentic as you could be. And you're not being real. And so they're expecting these robotic animated caricatures of queer people of color. We're real people. We're humans.
That is real. That is the reality of the situation is it just sets the expectation that we're somehow negative or we're somehow like da 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 da. But all y'all, when there's no white people in the room, y'all complain about those same people. And like what really set forth to me this weekend was one of the bar owners that I just don't vibe with, who has literally accosted me out in public, and been like, "Oh, you're trying to change up the scene. You're gonna be a nobody. You're like a nobody. Like no one's gonna follow you. Da 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 da." All this weird behavior.
I miss COVID again.
Ugh, right. And again, back in the COVID era, people really just were not at the bar. So this happened when it was a quieter night at a certain bar. And why were they at Con Acento at the end of the night trying to like scope out? They were there at the end of the night when everyone was gone, and then they were just trying to scope out the vibe. I was like, why are you here? Why are you here? It's just again, it's just oppie behavior. And I'm like, I don't have this time, and it makes it so draining to have these events. And I struggle with like how to talk about this situation without people just trying, without having like, the discourse and having like the drama, because people probably think I'm trying to be dramatic right now. But it's very just like inconsistent. And it makes it just like a very like I said, it makes it feel like work. But I mean, this goes out to Every Pleasure and the people at JR's. They were really helpful. It was a chaotic gig. I've never had to climb a ladder to go DJ with my DJ equipment, and they were very accommodating and helped me out.
And I've never had to work a event and not get paid. So
You were there having fun. You were kicking with the girls.
No, yeah, I learned a lot and I learned a lot. And I did a lot. I love helping people. I mean, that's just who I am. Obviously, my work is literally helping people, helping skills. So I never mind pitching in, especially if it's to help run a show, especially with people I know and have worked with, and that's what's interesting. But again, going back to values, I was saying this the other day. I wish our media, and I know this is gonna sound so conservative, I kind of wish our media or our TV went back to like morals and values. You remember like when we were younger, like shows would be like attention, like intentionally, like this is the lesson of the day, right? Or this is what we're focused on. There's a theme of like friendship and loyalty. We don't really have that anymore. We have a lot of realities and fighting and punching. And I think that's really affected the economy of loyalty in the city and in the nightlife, because I am so weirded out by y'all sometimes. I'm not gonna lie to you, because I don't understand who you have loyalty to. I believe having loyalty to yourself above anyone else is key, is paramount. And like, if you believe in something, just stand on that. And that's it. Stand on that. But we change who we are so much, and it's like crazy. It's
Lord
absolutely
is like,
crazy.
say, preach. Lord is living for the message
Preach,
of the day
bitch.
here.
Preach. And that's what throws me, because I learned that it's not that we don't get along with people. I learned that some of y'all do not have the values that would are required to sustain a meaningful relationship. Some of y'all do things that are questionable. The way you approach speaking to people in a bar, the way you approach just being drunk in a bar, the way you approach pass around y'all men at a bar. I mean, it's just a lot of drug use at a bar. I think there, and again, it's not a judgment on you as a person,
Not
because
the
again, it
passing.
doesn't affect me, but it's more like these values, we don't specifically align. Surprisingly, me and Rafi are pretty good, normal Christian girls, so.
I'm not saying no. I'm not judging anyone for being in no polyamory or nothing like that.
No, it's not judgment of that. It's just the
I'm
way, I
just
think there's an
saying
ethical way to go about
yes,
things.
yes, yes. And just like, The way people move is just so weird, I really will say. I think that it's just, y'all have a problem when people are trying to fix a relationship or like trying to like have like respectful discourse, but then y'all just sink each other down and like are more comfortable with people telling you negative things about yourself than people that are willing to tell you like, oh, you know, there's something great about you, da, da, da. It's just very weird. It's very weird. It's very self-deprecating. People are way, I think I Luxmere in London just said this, right, this past week, that people are more comfortable with people not liking someone because they're in their own lane versus just keeping up the status quo. 100%. I think that resonated so much.
I think I just like honesty, something I value so much about us, me specifically, no, but is that, you know, I think there's an honesty to us in a sense that if you're a hater, be a hater. You know what I mean? Like if you be like I can, no matter what, I believe in truth and standing on business. I might hate your guts, but you know, if you turned it, if you look good, I'm still giving you your flowers because I'm not a hating ass bitch. But if you're a hater, just say you're a hater. Be like, oh, I just don't like that bitch because I don't want to like that bitch. And I'd be like, oh, okay, fine. But people are like, are so uncomfortable with like thinking of themselves as negative or like having other people view them as negative, even though that's what they do, it's what they all do. I don't know. I wish we were just more honest with each other. I'm missing the honesty and I'm missing the reflection. Some people are just so comfortable with appearances that they rather not have these real relationships. And it's weird because I'm like, this is not going to sustain you. And I say this in nightlife because it's not fleeting, but like nightlife is always changing. And it is who's eventually it's going to be who's the youngest and hottest and newest and all these things. So we're all replaceable in a way. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you gotta use your time when you have your time. Like, don't be spending your time placating and wanting to be whoever. Just do, because your time is now. The world's about to end. Okay, honey.
So it that's that that sounds just something we had to get off our chest because the behavior has been weird, and I've had to be just like taking stock and like who I find actually trustworthy. And I just want to break it to bitches. People tell us they listen to the podcast because they want to know what the tea is. Well, that's the tea. It's just people think I may paint the picture that it's fun and games, and it is a lot of fun and sometimes a little good game here and there, but I feel like no, most of it has been just messy group chats, people talking shit about each other, and then being mad that no one paid them, but they'll take that booking again though.
I wish that, I just wish that people and spaces could be made based on what our goals and our end goals are. I love that, you know, we were able to create a Latino space and a Latino bar for Latino people and curate that. And if you're creating an audience or a space, I think the place you have the event, I think the people you have working the event should be aligned to those goals. And I think that also impacts things and numbers and audiences. Like, how can you be for a cause but not help the people get to the cause if who is for?
If I had a bar, I'm not having no whatever kind of night without thinking and stopping and thinking, we gotta have the representation at the door, at the bars. I don't function like that. And I, again, if I had the resources, I would definitely have someone pay someone to help me with this because I don't want to do open a bar in DC. That's fucking crazy. But I don't think people realize if you really just come from earnesty, people will come. And I know that's why Reggaeton Brunch has done well because A, I fucking love it and I fucking love doing it. People will resonate with that. But it's also because it's not about oh, let's we got a lot of Corona, so we got to do a Latin night. That's not what sparked Reggaeton Brunch, but that is what's sparking a lot of the Latin nights out here. Is oh, what's coming up? Oh, Cinco de Mayo. Well, we're gonna do it. Oh, well, El Rey has a new brunch, Latino people, Reggaeton Brunch. Oh, I guess we got to jump on that boat.
And mind you, we still haven't gone a year in the city without some kind of problematic holiday culturally themed flyer yet.
Right,
We
right.
haven't got to that point yet. I just want to be clear for the audience, like every year is something weird and it's problematic, and y'all are having Latin nights, but it's not Latin nights, and they only last a month or two because you really don't really care about them because you're not promoting them, so you're not involving anyone who would do it. It's just weird. It's weird to
You're
me.
having straight men show up late to DJ you're at your bars. Like, girl, be fucking for real. And this is just tough love. I gotta give tough love out there to these hoes, because what's the tea? What's the tea?
It is tough love because it's like,
I fucking love
yo,
y'all, but I also am not
I
gonna.
just want y'all to love yourselves. Like, that's really what it
Yes.
is. Because I, when I'm out and about, truly, and anyone who see me out and about, I am in my own little world and fantasy because I have to be. Not mostly because I don't have my glasses on, so I can't really see anyway. But, when I have to get out of an Uber and walk around neighbor yards in my heels, I'm gonna do it, and it's just me and it's my fantasy. I don't see other people, I don't see other things, and even from other drag artists or just queer people, I think people view what I've done as different because I exist in spaces that I guess drag doesn't usually exist in, which is among the masses, right? Especially in our time, in this country's rhetoric about drag story time and banning these things. And I, to me, combated that by just living in my truth, which is being out and about in drag in a regular space amongst the people to show a different side. I live my truth, but I also have fun. I'm a real person and I can do it wherever I want and it's gonna be safe and fun. And I'm grateful for my friends and my group and my circle. And I'm grateful that I've also had, nothing but positive experiences, and I hope I continue to have them. I haven't had issues in Ubers. I haven't had issues out and about. I really just live my life, and that's something to be grateful for in this city. But I know so many other people can't do that or feel like they can't do that, but you can do us. You can.
And I really hope that a lot of people are just through the noise and through the phoniness and through the phony support. I just really hope that there's people that are just like, you know what? Those two out there, they're really out here doing it for themselves, and that's really cool, and I hope I can do that. That's all I ask. That's all I want. That's all I want. And I feel like, y'all, that's what's gonna get you the most respect out here.
And
I just
also, kindness gets you a long way. People ask me, I'm like, it's because I genuinely try to be kind to everyone because I don't know everyone's story and I don't know.
But from what you tell me, the way the girls open up to you behind the scenes is fucking
No, also
your
that
therapist degree comes out very quick,
I become
because the
Oprah
things
back
that people have
there.
told you back there is crazy to me.
It is pretty amusing. I want y'all to know, and it's not, again, just not reading anyone. It's just that there are people who will change their whole personality when they talk to me, but when they talk to any other artist or any other people, even their like close friends, they don't act like this. And it's just very interesting that, again and again, it goes back to our vibes and our energy. We do have something authentic, and maybe that's what it is. They feel like they can open up and be like, oh, I'll just be real with you. I'm a safe space. And that's great. That's what I want to create. I have no problem with that. But I want that for y'all all the time. Like, I. Just be you. Just be you for real. Love who you are. That's such a positive message, but like for real. Like, I feel like it's weird. Like, you're getting older. Your life is hard. We have the toughest economy. We have
Yeah,
a weird election coming up. We have all these bad things going on. We should be having fun.
I want every 24-year-old, 23-year-old, however young I was back then, I want everyone who's listening to this podcast who's in their young 20s, bitch, really, life is not gonna get much better than this. It really is. I mean, life has gotten good, and I'm not gonna say that my life is terrible, but you will get different issues. You will get different problems. Your
And they're way
30-year-old
worse.
problems, your 30-year-old problems are different from your actual 21-year-old problems. Imagine having what you're dealing with, but then waking up with a hip that's more tighter than the other, or the fact that you have tax season, or the fact, in our case, that I'm gonna navigate business taxes for like the first fucking time ever. Like, these fucking things, that's fucking crazy to me. And still having like the real life problems, like parents getting older and family drama and boy drama, it's just never ending. So, like, girl, if you're not having fun in the chaos right now, then you're never gonna enjoy it. So that's my
I obviously, work with high schoolers, and apropos to this conversation today, they definitely humble you. I had two girls, senior girls, and they were like, "Oh my God, imagine being like 28," thinking that's old. And they're like, "No, it's not that bad. Like 40 is like when it's definitely over." Yeah, or like 35. And they like looked at me and were like, "No offense." I was like, "No."
You being 35 is
I was like, well, I
crazy.
haven't gotten there, Diva, so you let me know.
Does it feel when you get clocked like that? Is that why you do that to me? You just pass down the energy to someone
Project
else?
it, yeah. No, it's just funny because all high schoolers, they just be like, at a certain age, they're like, oh, it's just. Like, I mean, and I get it because I said, no offense, I did it too. Up until I was 29, I was like, oh, yeah, 30. Couldn't imagine. Seems crazy.
And then
Seems
you
like.
turn 30 and you're like, well, 30's
You're
not
like, wow, that's crazy.
that bad. Or in our case, where we thought we were gonna die young, it's really crazy.
That's what I was telling some of the people. Like, they didn't have like, I mean, they had, obviously they've been in war their whole life, but like we had real scares. Like Y2K, we thought we were gonna die. 2012, we thought we were gonna die. You know what I mean? Like, bitch, we went through some real deaths there, some real shit back in the day, y'all.
Where do you think people can gain some confidence for themselves?
I have been so into the Color Purple soundtrack. One of my favorite songs is the last song of the whole musical. The color is called The Color Purple. And one of the lyrics states that, I looked in my within myself and found God. And that's just so powerful to me. And it said that he was always there. And you can see it in you and everyone else too. And what I mean by God is really just this universal connection to the human spirit. Like, I think God is really just an amalgamation of the human spirit and what we have been and how we name ourselves, how we know ourselves. And I love that. And I think that's what it is. It's just looking inside and being like, who are you and be you? Like, take that confidence in. And start to practice it because guess what? It doesn't matter. None of the fucking shit matters. I look at me in this wig, a fucked up ass bob that I threw on moments before, and I'm still gonna eat and I'm still gonna serve. Like everything is so unserious in this world. It's so stupid. Like you should be clowning around and just enjoying yourself because we're on a floating rock in the middle of this world, and we're the only animals they have to pay to be on this planet. Like this is fucking absurd. Everything's stupid.
We
So why
should,
not?
what would have fixed everything? Do you think if we would have charged kids, people to have kids, or like,
You hate kids, but you have a cat.
no, well, first of all, like I said, overpopulation is a thing. Not everyone should have had kids. I
I
definitely think,
definitely want to
like,
do a parenting test, but like I knew that would just end up in being racist, so I couldn't enforce that. But
yeah, like.
that would be my ideal because I don't believe anyone should have kids. I believe it should be like a license. Like if you can't operate and pass this degree, get your parenting certification, then you should have kids. That's just me. It's just a lot of work, and also kids need a lot, and they're also so weird now after the pandemic. And it's just like
I
they
think we're
need to
all
be.
weird after the pandemic. What do you
I mean.
think fucked you up after the
Drag. For sure.
pandemic? You doing your makeup while saying that is crazy.
It is. I mean, I think this is a crazy experience all the time because I look back and I'm like, oh, young me would be so proud, but also like weirded out by the idea that I would just be doing this normally. Like, I could have just been doing this the whole time.
No, right? Because like, your makeup has gotten so good. You've gotten so beautiful. And you've developed your character so much since day one.
Character, it's crazy. I'm the
Oh,
realest bitch, Shetty. Ain't no character. This is me.
no, yeah, character, like, your character. Everyone has a unique character, Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, talent. But you've done that. Remember, like, the days where, like, you really had one palette from Anastasia Beverly Hills, one lipstick. I don't believe any actual like powders or anything. And you were telling yourself you were giving.
Yeah.
How would you feel if Like, how do you think that person would feel now?
Just so happy. That's what I said. Like, I guess maybe my goal was simple, or maybe I have different ways, but like, I just wanted to be this and I achieved it. And that's what I was telling some other another performer this weekend. Like, you want to do more, but you're already doing it. Like, you're doing exactly what you wanted to do. And I think some people see, going, and we're going to discuss the TikTok ban, of course, because, that's how we got our start. We're still, oh my God, I saw you on TikTok, right? That's still part of our history, our lineage. But I think because of TikTok and because of all these easy ways to fame, even Drag Race, people feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not making it now unless I am viral and I have 100,000 followers and I'm on
I
TV and
really
da
hope
da
people
da.
don't. I mean, I feel like we would probably feel that too if we were back in the
No, at some point I felt, that's what I'm saying, as someone who's gotten through that like I realized just the truth of it. Life has gotten oversaturated. That's the kind of the good and the bad, right? It became oversaturated. TikTok is not just some place where you're doing dances and lip syncing anymore, honey. It is random videos that go viral just for being random, and then that's it. People don't have consistent viral content. That's rare still, you know what
You
I
really
mean?
just need the community, for real. Like, I know so many people that have like so many friends. They have friend groups, and all. Let's be clear: all gays are really the personality hire of their prospective places and jobs. Like, so everyone really tends to go lean towards us, towards trust or fun or ideas. So, like, if people the nightlife scene really wanted to curate space, we could, and they wanted to, but they milk it into the scene. They start plugging themselves into this pyramid and the hierarchy. And who, girl, let me tell you, anybody in the scene, really. If someone famous likes something about you, keep it between you and that person that's famous, please. That is just so annoying to me. That is not normal. I'm not gonna say not normal behavior, that's too far. I would say that's just too
Another
much.
value that Rafi does not vibe with, honey.
Because I think ultimately it's like, okay, we get it, like, cool, but like, don't post about it. Like,
Oh
that's
my
not your
God, no, I'm not
validation.
gonna go that far because, if you had excited bitches, be excited.
Oh, be excited, but take that as validation. Don't take it as, this is now confirmation. This is that I'm doing everything right. You
Right,
should
I
feel that
mean, we're
alone.
in
You
the
should feel
depth.
that on your own. You should be trying to do that for yourself right now without nobody telling you. I promise you that is going to
Exactly.
get you so much further. But
But we're in the depth of the celebrity. Again, these are just regular people, y'all. And I think that's probably been the beauty of our experiences and getting to be this, is that realizing that the higher up you go, it's still just regular people, just with more power. You know what I mean?
and trust, they only become more maniacal and more drugged
Yeah,
out.
it gets more crazier the higher you go. You really don't want to know, y'all.
And we're not even in the tipping point. We haven't even really gotten into the real, like, dark web of everything.
But the TikTok ban, do you think that the people are right and that the government feels that the shared knowledge? Surprisingly, TikTok did the thing Google and the internet was supposed to. You think the shared knowledge is too powerful for them?
And I think it's weird, and I think there's two sides to the coin. I think if TikTok really wanted to separate themselves from China, they would. And the fact that they are not is confusing to me. Maybe I'm simplifying it too much. I think America's also really paranoid in a lot of ways. And also, do they want to control the narrative? Do they want, pro-Palestine to, kind of dwindle away? Do they want that form of connection to be surpassed? I also think that's a matter of fact thing too. So I don't know. We obviously started making videos on TikTok. I love TikTok for that reason, but I also think TikTok is a toxic platform altogether. I think that TikTok prioritizes random things. I think that it doesn't support
Artists
the
and creators.
our artists or creators at all. And there's no sense of protection for bullying or racism or anything like that. And there's actually protection of a lot of other conservative, weird fascist vocabulary. So I see it all, but so I'm not losing sleep if it doesn't, because luckily proactivity, we got our shit going on Instagram. We got multiple platforms. We ain't going nowheres, but it would be really sad to disconnect from the people that I connect with on TikTok, because there are people that literally comment on every video, like all the videos, DM us on there too.
I love TikTok, and again, I think it's more of like money thing, because again, TikTok has replaced search engines. People just go on TikTok now to find out history, contacts. It's not Google no more, right? It's not. It truly has taken to a different level, and because everyone can get on it, it's also you got from babies from 2 years old till 99 now on TikTok, all learning, getting different information. You can't control
And we
it.
were on Google when Google was TikTok. Like, Google was like that. You typed in something crazy, you would get something crazy. Now, Google's really regimented. It's
Yeah,
really
it's so
hard to.
conservative. I was like, back in the day, we would be finding some things, honey.
Hi, heyday.
So I love TikTok for that reason, because I do think the connections, I think help. Obviously, going back to confidence and values, I feel like that is another reason. Like, it kind of shows you that you could also be a famous person or someone with viral content, or that your voice is matters. Like, I think it's connected me to so different types of people, walks of life, looks, abilities, just everything. And I value that, because I never thought I would have a connection across the world because of that. So like, I'm very in pro of keeping TikTok, obviously, and doing other things like y'all said y'all were gonna do, like forgiving student loans or gun control, or more important things like helping Palestine. But you know, who are we? We're just two queer mo's in the city.
I mean, do you think it's gonna get banned?
I couldn't imagine, but you know, you never know. I know I didn't think Trump
They've
would
done this
get.
several times. I remember before it was scary when they first announced this, like 2 years ago, when we were starting out on TikTok, and we were like, no. But oh
I
my
mean, I didn't
God.
think Trump would get elected, and here we are again. So who knows? I don't know what to tell
So
you.
Uber Eats just gives me so much anxiety at this point. But
You know, I've
we
definitely
give our
gotten
money
some
to it.
refunds
How much
so
money do you think
much.
you spent on Uber Eats?
It has it in your app. I can just look right now.
Please look, and then I buckle down, bro.
Oh my God, it's probably
How much
so.
money has Wait, Don't Do It paid for catering for events?
It says allegedly I've saved $3,000. So I could imagine how much I've spent.
Oh, my jaw just unhinged.
$3,000 is crazy.
$10,000.
$3,000.
10,000 at least. 10,000 at least. 10,000.
Ah,
You could have
is that
been
crazy? Is that not normal, y'all?
3,000 dollars. I'm gonna stop spending my money on Uber Eats immediately.
How much I saved.
That's a lie, honey. That's a lie to save shit. Yeah, that's how much you would have saved when there's no food left in this world,
Oh,
okay?
okay, but y'all, I do everything on Uber Eats: grocery, appliances,
Ooh.
convenience, food, dinner. I mean, medicine. It's everything. Anyway, where can they find you at, Raffy?
They can find me at your place. They can find me at their place if they're cute. Don't come to our events. Don't come to my events flirting with me and then holding another boy's hand. Don't do that.
It happens. I want y'all to know, y'all, people are really crazy. To me, everything makes no sense. To
People treat
me,
me like daddy all the time, and then I'm like, girl, stop. Girl, stop. If you want a gig, you're gonna get the gig. You don't have to bounce on my lap for it. It's
I
okay.
like when people pretend not to know who I am, despite me being a giant dragon. It's all, it'd be like more noticeable if I was like a little cute and small thing, but like I'm like one of the tallest people in the room. And I
You're
look the
like,
best, and I'm the prettiest, and I look the best, and I look the most cut. So it's like pretty obvious.
you said fuck everyone at Colacento. And I'm the prettiest. And you heard it here first from the prettiest Latina drag queen at
Oh
Colacento.
my God. Everyone's prettier. No one's prettier than me. I mean, that's no shade to no one, but it was prettier than
No one's
me.
prettier than you. No one's prettier than you.
Look at this. I did
I
this. I
mean,
did this in less than an
I
hour. I
think
just threw this
everyone
on.
agreed that you were the prettiest person there. I think you were told that.
Everyone agree. I made sure everyone agreed with me.
We're gonna invite you, you beautiful Glamazon beauty.
Of course, make sure you follow us at Way to Do It Podcast on our platforms. You can follow me at Nunu Paris. I'm doing brunches. I'm doing shows. My next show is at the JR's viewing party, April 5th at JR's again, our home bar now. For our viewing party with Citrine, you catch us April 13th at El Rey for our reggaeton brunch. You already know the vibes. And then for our 420, yes, God, then at El Rey again the next weekend. So come see us. We got some events coming up, and we can't ready to party with y'all and smoke with y'all. There's gonna be some gifts. So come through. Remember, love yourself. Wait, just love yourself.
Remember, cancel gigs where you don't want to do them.
Ah.